get your kicks on Route 66.
It's not Route 66, it's Route 51. I'm Glenn Moberg, and our guest this week, jazz singer extraordinaire Janet Planet. We'll be playing her music and taking your phone calls Thursday at 5 on the Ideas Net. Janet Planet will be joining us live in just a few minutes after the news. If you have ever seen her perform, and who hasn't, if you live in North Central Wisconsin, you know what a dynamo she is on stage. You know the unique perspective that she can bring to jazz standards and some of the great American pop music. She'll be with us for a full hour, and we will be taking your phone calls at 261-6371, 261-6371, or 1-800-780-9742. That's 780-9742. If you've been touched by this lady or her music, you'll want to get in line and call in Janet Planet live right after the news.
Shoppers who want to take advantage of the Cash for Clunkers program have until Monday evening to make a deal. Michigan Radio's Vincent Duffy reports.
The original goal of the Cash for Clunkers program was to sell 250,000 vehicles over 3 months. But in less than a month, almost three times that many vehicles have been sold with the $3 billion program. The U.S. Department of Transportation wants to end the program before the money runs out. John McDonald is a spokesman for General Motors. He says the Clunkers program worked.
This is the most wildly successful economic stimulus program the government's ever done. Every single segment of the economy is benefiting from this program.
Many dealers complain the government has been too slow to reimburse them for the Clunkers vouchers. Both GM and Chrysler are giving their dealers cash advances while they wait for their government checks. For NPR News, I'm Vincent Duffy in Michigan.
President Obama says a public insurance option remains a possibility as lawmakers work to overhaul the nation's health care system. Speaking to callers on a talk radio show based in Philadelphia today, Mr. Obama guaranteed that his health care proposals will win approval. He also said the plan cannot add to the deficit and will not provide insurance to illegal immigrants. They're now counting ballots in Afghanistan. Afghans went to the polls today to choose a new president and provincial councils. President Hamid Karzai is seeking a second term, but he must gain more than 50% of the vote in a crowded field of candidates to avoid a runoff. Turnout is said to have been robust in northern Afghanistan, but weaker in the south, where voters were more cautious because of threats by the Taliban. There were sporadic rocket and mortar attacks in which some 23 people were killed, but officials say militants failed to disrupt the vote. The Justice Department announced a major drug takedown today. 43 people have been indicted in Brooklyn and Chicago. NPR's Ari Shapiro reports.
The defendants allegedly made almost $6 billion trafficking in cocaine and heroin. According to the indictment, they used every form of transportation available, from tractor trailers to submarines. Attorney General Eric Holder announced the charges at a press conference in Washington.
These cartels are not abstract organizations operating in far-off places. They are multi-billion dollar networks funneling drugs onto our streets.
10 of the 43 defendants are drug cartel leaders. Many remain on the loose in Mexico or the United States. Holder said the Mexican government is helping the U.S. hunt them down.
Ultimately, I expect that they will be here in the United States and they will face justice.
The indictment alleges the defendants smuggled nearly 200 metric tons of cocaine into the U.S. over nearly 20 years. Ari Shapiro, NPR News, Washington.
Wall Street went along with a rally in global stocks today. U.S. stocks closed up for a third straight day, with the Dow up 70 points, closing at 9,350. The Nasdaq gained 19 points. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from the Annie E. Casey Foundation, whose Kids Count is a state-by-state look at child well-being and the important role of data at aecf.org.
This is Wisconsin Public Radio News. I'm Kristen Durst. The U.S. Department of Transportation says Wisconsin and Minnesota will combine to receive more than $33 million in stimulus funds for transit improvements across the states. The funds announced today will be used to buy buses, improve bus shelters, and purchase security equipment. Wisconsin will receive $27.4 million. Among the largest grants are nearly $3 million for the City of Green Bay's transit system to buy 4 buses and other equipment. The City of Sheboygan will get more than $2 million to buy 5 buses and other support vehicles. Minnesota will get $6.1 million, with more than half going to the City of Rochester. A criminal complaint says a 20-year-old Milwaukee man admitted that he freaked out when he attacked the city's mayor. Authorities charged Anthony J. Peters today with first-degree reckless injury and theft and two misdemeanors. The charges carry a maximum sentence of 36 years behind bars. According to the complaint, Peters says he was arguing with his one-year-old daughter's grandmother Saturday near the Wisconsin State Fair. Prosecutors say Mayor Tom Barrett responded to the woman's shouts by trying to call 911. Complaint says Peters snatched Barrett's phone, threatened to shoot him, and the two exchanged punches before Peters beat him with a metal bar. Peters was to appear in court today. Court records didn't list a defense attorney. Weather forecast for tonight, mostly cloudy. Showers are likely in the north and west. A chance of showers elsewhere. Lows from the lower 50s to around 60 in the far east. Tomorrow, chance of showers with isolated thunderstorms in the south. Highs tomorrow in the upper 50s to the lower 70s. This is Wisconsin Public Radio News.
Fasten your seatbelt and turn up the radio. We're going on a road trip.
Go through St. Louis, Joplin, Missouri. Oklahoma City is mighty pretty. You can see Amarillo, Gallup, New Mexico. Flagstaff, Arizona. Don't forget Winona, Kingman, Boston, San Bernardino. If you get hit to this timely tip and you make that California trip, get your kicks on Route 66.
Well, I guess if you can get your kicks on Route 66, we can have some fun on Route 51, regional talk radio for North Central Wisconsin. I'm Glenn Moberg, and today for the next hour, our very special guest, jazz singer extraordinaire and Wisconsin's very own Janet Planet. She's been hailed by critics as a voice of the new jazz culture, amazingly powerful with seemingly limitless expression. Now that's an understatement for those of you who have seen her many live local performances, whether the standing room only crowd of thousands at the Woodson Art Museum in Wausau this spring, or at her performance at the Fox Valley and Stevens Point Jazz Festivals, or at her annual appearance at John Altenberg's Christmas shows at the Grand Theater. Janet's got a new CD. It's called Of Thee I Sing, a collection of fresh arrangements of great American songs celebrating the sights, cities, and landscapes of the United States. And today we'll be playing cuts from that album, and we'll be talking to Janet about the inspiration she found behind the songs. We'll also be talking about her great band, Tom Wyschotka on sax, John Harmon on piano, John Gibson on bass, Danny Luck on drums, and Tom Thebo, the guitarist who has been with her from the very beginning. Now, as always, we want to hear from you if you've ever been touched by this lady and her music. This is a rare opportunity for you to talk to her live. You can do that by giving us a call at 261-6371, 261-6371, or 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742. Hi, Janet. Good to have you with us today.
Hi, Glenn. Great to be here.
So tell us about the new CD. What inspired you to do this? And it's a it's a great album, because who hasn't been touched by a lot of the places in the United States? And you've collected an interesting arrangement of songs of different places, different cities, different towns, different landscapes.
You know, as it turns out, it turned out to be a love letter, a musical love letter. That's the way I like to look at it, to various places across the country in this wonderful United States in which we live. But I have to say that it was inspired, or it was the idea came from a dear friend of mine. I've known him since he was younger. His name is Kyle Kanoki, and he approached me last August and said, how would you like to do this project? And he presented the whole idea. He had the song choices and the title and the cover idea. And because I've known him for so long, and because I love him and trust him, I said, well, this is very interesting, but it's been since 1991 since I've collaborated in the respect where someone was a producer of mm-hmm. me. So it was I was a little hesitant, but because I know Kyle and I trust him. So I have to give Kyle the kudos. However, how it turned out musically definitely goes to the musicians involved. The criteria for this was it needs to be like-minded, using the same musicians on each cut.
Yeah.
He also brought up some great points musically, and that was he wanted it to be focused a little bit more on the lyric and isolate the vocal, whereas in some jazz pieces it's a marriage between the instrumental and the vocal. So we had all this criteria, and we had at it, and it, as it turns out, it's very popular, and the arrangements are wonderful.
Yes, they
and
are.
And they were so much fun to
now
put
you,
together.
You also changed up the arrangements quite a bit on just mm-hmm. about all of these songs, giving them some unexpected twists. Chattanooga Choo Choo, for instance, it's a bouncy old Glenn Miller tune, became very atmospheric and bluesy on this CD.
I love that description, Glenn, because, you know, that one was conceived by my husband, Tom Wyshotka. And
also
I remember
your
I was
sax
on.
Player.
That's right. That's right. And, you know, I was on the road when he came up with the initial idea. And I never forget it. I forgot where I was. I think I was in California. And he played over the phone, "I want you to hear this." And I heard this intro of this guitar. And I said, "What song is that?"
Uh-huh.
And, anyway, he completely sold me on it when I got home, and it takes on a whole new meaning when you listen to it. I love it.
Now, maybe it's just you know, the fact that I grew up in the 60s and 70s, but I'm really a sucker for concept albums. The idea of doing a CD with all of these different places really ties it together. You drew at least some inspiration for it from the presidential campaign last year, according to the liner notes. And if I can read just a short bit of them, you write, "While reflecting on the poignancy of these great American songs, I came to realize the change we seek is in part a getting back to basics on how we as Americans live our lives, investing in friends and neighbors, in communities local and global, respecting the beauty of the place we call home, appreciating the freedom and opportunity our country offers, and seeking ways to give back."
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Nicely put.
Well, you know, the sentiment is, it really resonates with me. I love America. I really do. And I respect the people that have fought for our freedoms. I truly do. And when we wrote this liner note, I guess, I wanted to, you know, be careful. But on the other hand, I love the idea of getting back to the basics of falling in love with our communities via our neighbors. And
I live in a wonderful neighborhood in Oshkosh, Wisconsin, and we actually come out of our front doors and talk to each other. Hey, what a concept. And that idea of starting with the communities and growing out from there, you know, to be honest, Glenn, when you travel about, certainly get into hotel rooms, the first 7 to 10 channels are news. And very often it's negative,
mm-hmm.
and it gets overbearing at times.
You know, and speaking as somebody who has spent the last 39 years in the news business, I can't mm-hmm. tell you how much I agree with that. The news gives you a very jaundiced, cynical view of what America and what the world is all about, and unfortunately, we don't often find enough time for some of the positive stories and covering the arts, you know, doing a program like we're doing here today, talking about jazz music, talking about mm-hmm. great American standards. That's something that you don't hear often enough in the media.
No, and you know, some of the comments that we've been receiving from this, because it was actually released officially nationwide on June 1st,
mm-hmm.
and we've been receiving a lot of emails. Every member of the cabinet got one, so we received letters back from the cabinet. And
President Obama's cabinet?
That's right.
No kidding.
That's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's very exciting. It's ticklish to get a letter from the government that doesn't have IRS on it. Yeah.
Let's play a cut. This is the first cut on it. It's a bouncy little tune about Rhode Island. Janet Planet and her band. And again, if you'd like to talk to her directly, this is a rare opportunity. 261-6371, 261-6371, or 1-800-780-9742. That's 1-800-780-9742.
Copper comes from Arizona, peaches come from Georgia, and lobsters come from Maine. The wheat fields are the sweet fields of Nebraska, and Kansas gets bonanzas from the grain. Oh, whiskey comes from old Kentucky, ain't the country lucky? New Jersey gives us glue. And you come from Rhode Island, and little old Rhode Island is famous for you. Cotton comes from Louisiana, gophers from Montana, and spots from Idaho. They plow land in the cow land of Missouri, where most beef meant for roast beef seems to grow. Grand Canyons come from Colorado, gold comes from Nevada, divorces also do. And you come from Rhode Island, and little old Rhode Island is famous for you. Pennsylvania, vests from West Virginia, and tents from Tennessee. They know mink where they grow mink in Wyoming, a camp chair in New Hampshire, that's for me. And minnows come from Minnesota, coats come from Dakota, but why should you be blue? For you come from
Whoa, Janet Planet, Rhode Island is famous for you. Love those lyrics. Pencils come from Pennsylvania, vests from West Virginia, and tents, of course, from Tennessee.
Yeah, I love the words. I love words. I love singing words. They're so musical. And when I discovered this for this project, as a matter of fact, I had heard it by Blossom Deary initially. But then, ironically, I taught at a jazz camp in Rochester, New York that summer, and one of the campers sang it, and so it ended up being on the project. It's fun to sing. It swings, and it has a sense of humor, which is fun for me.
Right, right. A lot of those jazz songs have great tongue-in-cheek lyrics to them.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You teach at camps an awful lot, don't you? You were just in Door County.
Yes, I was. I teach at an annual camp. It's called the Tritone Jazz Camp, and it's designed after baseball fantasy camps. It was initially called Tritone Jazz Fantasy Camp, and it's for adults.
Okay, how does that work? How do you do a jazz camp based on a baseball fantasy concept?
Oh, well, the concept came from three gentlemen that were at Eastman School of Music at the time, Fred Sturm, Bob DeRosa, and Jim Dozer. And they all love baseball. And baseball fantasy camp, I guess you get together with the pros for a week, and they teach you all the ropes, and then it all culminates in a game at the end of the week. And the jazz camp is like that, in that the campers study with the masters, so to speak. Vocal, of course, with me, John Harmon with piano, the great Gene Bertoncini, guitar, and my husband is on the, doing the reeds. Mm-hmm. And anyway, it's a great staff, and then at the end of the week, they perform in concert, and it's magical. It truly is. It's in a setting in Bailey's Harbor,
yeah,
at a place called Bjorklunden. And I just got back from that last Sunday.
Bjorklund, that's connected with Lawrence University.
Correct, owned by Lawrence University. It's idyllic.
Beautiful site.
Mm-hmm. And you really submerge yourself into the music and the, you know, just the relationships. A lot of the people that come to these camps are, well, we have a lot of doctors from Mayo Clinic that as campers and psychologists. 1 year we had an FBI agent that studied saxophone, and just very intelligent.
I'm seeing Dan Aykroyd in my mind for some reason here. FBI agent playing saxophone.
Yeah. Yeah, no, that was there's two camps. One's in Rochester, New York, near Eastman School of Music, and that was the year that we had the FBI agent on alto sax.
we're gonna take
that saxophone look tiny.
I bet he did. We're going to take a quick break here. We're talking to Janet Planet. She's with us for the full hour. You've got a chance to talk to her. 261-6371, 261-6371, or 1-800-780-9742, 780-9742. I'm Glenn Mobrig. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio on the Ideas Network.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from UMR, providing Employee Benefits Administration, Integrated Health Management, and Pharmacy Benefits Administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
Joining us live from our Wisconsin Public Radio studio in Green Bay is Janet Planet. If you'd like to talk to her, I'll give you those numbers again, 261-6371 or 1-800-780-9742. We're playing cuts from the new CD of The I Sing, Music About America. Janet, the cut I'm going to play next is Love on a Greyhound Bus. Why don't you set that up for us?
It was originally in a movie, 1943 movie, called No Love, No Leave with Van Johnson. And the original version was done by the Dinning sisters, not unlike an Andrews sisters type feel. And what my husband, Tom Washatka, did with the arrangement is just amazing. Really made it contemporary and, again, gives a whole new meaning to the song.
Janet Planet, Love on a Greyhound Bus.
The crowd was shoving with all its might, but we all settled down for a trip on a Greyhound bus. That's us, heading west on a Greyhound bus. The Holland Tunnel was open wide. We drove along underneath the tide and found ourselves on the Jersey side. What a glorious time for a trip on a Greyhound bus. No fuss, heading west on a Greyhound bus. Till we make another stop. Soon the sun disappeared from view. The stars came out like they always do. Then I cuddled up close to you and we both fell in love on a trip on a Greyhound bus. That's us, in love on a Greyhound bus. Harrisburg, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, on to Wheeling, West Virginia, then to Columbus, Ohio, and Indianapolis, Indiana. Washed out and we had to wait, but we'd be happy in any state, 'cause we both fell in love on a trip on a Greyhound bus. That's us, in love on a Greyhound bus.
Janet Planet. Now, Janet, when I was younger, I rode a Greyhound bus on a number of occasions. Found a lot of things, but I never found love on one.
That's very funny, Glenn.
but it's the truth. It's the truth. What got you interested in, you know, in music when you were younger? Is this something that you've always done? Have you always been a singer, always wanted to be a jazz person?
Well, I've always been a singer. It's funny that you ask that, because I was just talking about it with the campers at camp last week. And basically, in the day, when I grew up, I'm 50. I'll be 51 in September. And I had five siblings. We lived in a very small house. And in those days, we all listened to records together.
At what town was that in?
Appleton.
Appleton.
Born and raised in Appleton, correct. And it's like Christmas morning. My mother used to work at a bowling alley, and every 4 months or so, the guy who would switch over the 45 records in the jukebox would give the old ones to my mother, and she'd bring them home to us, and it was like Christmas morning, and we'd sit in the basement and listen to records like all day long. And that's something that doesn't occur as much anymore. People listen to their own music via headphones. And
right.
Anyway,
the new media seems to really have isolated people more than brought them together, hasn't it?
Correct. Correct. And when you grow up in a family with a lot of siblings, my husband grew up in a family of 10, we talk about how my sister was listening to this and my brother was listening to that. And so you accumulate all these different influences. But I was always singing, even as a little kid. And
Janet, hold that thought. We got a break for news, and
no problem.
We'll be back with more of Janet Planet, taking your phone calls at 261-6371, 261-6371, or 1-800-780-9742. This is Route 51 Regional Talk Radio.
Wisconsin Public Radio is a service of the Wisconsin Educational Communications Board and the University of Wisconsin Extension, with additional financial support from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and from listeners through the Wisconsin Public Radio Association.
Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, let me say it once again. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, that's a town that knew we win. If you'd like to have a logical explanation how I happened on this elegant syncopation, I will say without a moment of hesitation, there was just one place that can light my face. Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, not Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Rome, but Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, Gary, Indiana, my home sweet home.
Janet Planet with us for another half hour here on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. I'm Glenn Mobert, Gary, Indiana, one of the places highlighted on her new CD of The I Sing, music about the places and the various sites around North America. We'd like to hear from you, 261-6371, 261-6371, or 1-800-780-9742. That's 780-9742. If you'd like to talk to Janet, our lines are open.
Without a moment of hesitation, there was just one place that can light my face. Gary, Indiana, not Louisiana, Paris, France, New York, or Rome. Gary, Indiana, my home sweet home.
Well, Janet, as somebody who talks for a living, I don't think I could do that quite as fast as you did it.
Well, when I do it in concert, I do a version without moving my lips. Gotta check it out.
Yeah,
I really do.
Do you really?
I really do. That's how I learned to do that song, without just my tongue.
You know, it kind of, who was it who did the song Twisted? Was that Lambert Hendricks and Ross?
Correct. Yeah.
It's got
Andy
that
Ross.
Kind of fast scat singing to it that, it's just really amazing creative stuff. And it just highlights the wide range of styles that, you're certainly comfortable with on this album. And you're comfortable with in your live performances. I imagine a lot of people who are listening right now saw you at the Woodson Art Museum earlier this year. Man, I couldn't believe that. I mean, the thousands of people. I had to park six blocks away.
I know. What a highlight of my summer that evening was. The weather was perfect. And, of course, the environment, the Woodson, is just a gorgeous place. But you know, there's something about the demographic, certainly in the Wausau area. Maybe it's because of the Altenburg show for all those years, but
yeah.
The people that come to see me in central Wisconsin are very supportive, and they really understand the music as well. I wanted to quickly mention something about this album because it dawned on me. When I do the live shows, and I think you're aware of this, I like to mix up the temperament, so to speak, and do kind of smooth and laid back and lyric oriented, but also like to do some gospel and so forth.
Right.
It's more of a listening, more of lyric oriented project, and a little less of the wailing side of Janet Planet, but it's still engaging, I think.
I love the CD. Janet Planet, 261-6371, 1-800-780-9742. Let's go to the phones right now. We've got Mark, who is calling in Appleton. Mark, you're on Route 51.
Hi, Janet. How you doing?
Great. How are you doing, Mark?
Good. I'm up in Manitouish Waters right now. I've been following you and Tom for a long time, and I really enjoy listening to you. And this last album of yours just shows how happy you are. I just want to wish the best to the both of you.
Oh, thank you. That's wonderful. You must have been following me a long time. if you stay long enough, Mark, then it does become a great ride, and very grateful for being in it this long.
Well, good job. Keep it up.
Mark, thanks so much for the phone call. How are you picking up the signal today in Manitouish Waters?
Very good.
And you're an Appleton native, so I imagine you've been following Janet for a long time. Thanks so much for the phone call.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Janet, I always thought that if I was going to start a blues band up here, I'd call myself Manitouish Waters instead of Muddy Waters.
Well, now you have to do it.
Now I have to do it. Let's dip back into this CD of yours. And this is an interesting arrangement on an old American standard, Home on the Range. Tell us what thoughts went into the production of the piece we're about to listen to.
You know, all of the arrangements, I actually had input on every single one, but, you know, Tom Wyszatka, John Harmon, and in this case, Tom Thibault, contributed the majority of it.
And he's so a guitar player who's been with you really pretty much from the very start, right?
Yeah, yeah. In fact, you know, all three gentlemen that I spoke of have been in my musical career, you know, since the very beginning, and certainly Tom Thibault was the person that turned me on to jazz music in the beginning. But when we got together for Home on the Range, it's like, what can you do with Home on the Range? And we decided to make it into a little bit of a jazz waltz. And I started to hum this little riff when he was playing, and we ended up expounding on that, and it's part of the arrangement.
Home on the Range, Janet Planet.
Oh, give me a home where the buffalo roam, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, where seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Where the heavens are bright with the light of the glittering stars, have I stood there amazed and asked as I gazed if their glory exceeds that of ours? Home, home on the range, where the deer and the antelope play, seldom is heard a discouraging word, and the skies are not cloudy all day. Bright diamond sand flows leisurely down to the stream, where the graceful white swan goes gliding along like a maid in a heavenly dream.
Janet Planet doing Home on the Range. You know, I was listening, and I realized there are lyrics to that song that I've never heard before.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
You know, a lot of those old standards, it kind of reminds me of Ray Charles. Remember when he did America?
Mm-hmm.
He started
yes.
out with the second verse instead of starting with the first verse.
Yes, I think I heard that just recently, you know, and that is one of the aspects of this project as well. It was shared with me from a musician that I adore, Gene Bertoncini. He said, if when you learn a song, try not to learn it from a recording by another singer. Try to learn it from the actual music that the composer had written. And when we received the music for this project, we found a whole bunch of verses that I had never heard before, and verses up front. In there's a version of Way Down Yonder in New Orleans. I had never heard the verse up front, and it really sets up the body of the song, especially in light of what they've been through in the last 5 years. So anyway, it's like unveiling little treasures, lyrical treasures, when you go to the source.
That's true. 2616371, 1-800-780-9742. Janet Planet, let's go back to the phones. We've got Loretta in Wausau. Loretta, you're on Route 51.
Yeah, hi, Janet. I really enjoyed your performance in Wausau. And I wanted to ask you if you could describe how friendliness developed in your neighborhood.
How friendliness developed in my neighborhood?
We're speaking of how it was, how you all talked to each other and just
Back when you were growing up, Loretta, is that back when
that her neighborhood was very friendly.
Yeah, the neighborhood in which my husband and I live in now. Well, there's a lot of salt of the earth people in our neighborhood, and one in particular, actually, I'm glad you bring it up. He lives across the street from us, and he owns a pump company. It's called Rogers Pump, and 2 years ago, when we had those rains fall in the spring, and Lake Winnebago, we live like a half a block off of the lake, it literally came up the street, and people's basements were flooding. In fact, many, many people lost a lot of their belongings. And Andy was driving around the neighborhood, going from home to home, and giving free sump pumps to these people to help them before their basements, you know, engulfed all their belongings. That's the kind of people that live in our neighborhood. And with people like that, you know, you make friends very easily. And, you know, it's just a matter of stepping out your front door and asking how they're doing. And that's what we do.
Loretta, thanks so much for the phone call.
Great, thanks.
You know,
I hope you do it, Loretta. Get to know your neighbors.
You know, you find a lot of people like that in northern Wisconsin, don't you?
You do. Yeah, it's certainly a Midwestern thing, but when we travel abroad, when I travel every week, different parts of the country and the world, it does change from community to community. I'm sure there's a lot of wonderful neighborhoods around the country, but I do find, it's like we said before, with the young people listening on their iPods. You get on a plane, everybody's, you know, in their computer, or they're listening to an iPod, and it's rare that people talk to each other. Mm-hmm. And many communities are like that nowadays, and we're lucky enough to live in one that has a history of friendliness.
Well, if everybody's listening to their own iPod, it's kind of hard to find love on a Greyhound bus, isn't it?
Unless you're listening to that version, I guess. I don't know.
Janet Planet, 2616371, 1-800-780-9742. We'll be back after this.
Support for Wisconsin Public Radio comes from UMR, providing Employee Benefits Administration, Integrated Health Management, and Pharmacy Benefits Administration for self-funded employers throughout the U.S. More about UMR at umr.com.
Janet Planet, our guest for about another 10 minutes. If you'd like to join the conversation, 2616371 or 1-800-780-9742. Janet, I want to talk to you about your latest project. You're collaborating with a gentleman named Chris Swanson. Tell us about that.
Actually, Chris Swanson, it's the music of Chris Swanson. I'm collaborating with my husband and a lot of different musicians from across the country. It's been a five-year project. Chris Swanson.
He died on. I'm looking at the notes here. He died back in 1995. And mm-hmm. he was quite a musician. Played with folks like Steve Swallow, Eddie Gomez, Randy mm-hmm. Brecker, John mm-hmm. McLaughlin, Gary Burton.
Yes, and Phil Woods. He was nominated for a Grammy with an album called Piper at the Gates of Dawn. And we were lucky enough to work with him in 1985, and we released an album called Sweet Thunder on Seabreeze label. That's how we met him. And then, you know, tragically, he died in 1995. And my husband Tom and I always loved his music, and so we've been overseeing this kind of an anthology of music by Chris Swanson. What we're going to do is create a website that will be via mine, janetplanet.com, and so you can learn more about him. We're accumulating a lot of clips and different you know, photos and stories about. He was also, it's just a lot to talk about, so mm-hmm. With a little time, I'll just say, check it out. If you want to subscribe to my newsletter, I hope this is okay, Glenn, to mention.
You go ahead. You mention anything you want.
Great. Just go to my website, janetplanet.com, and you can subscribe to my newsletter. When these projects come out, this one in particular, I'll send out a newsletter and then tell you, you know, what's up with it. But aside from the I Sing, which we affectionately refer to as Otis, this is going to be a little bit of a different side, a little more jazz-oriented, all original music, but phenomenal. We're very, very pleased with the way it's turning out.
And that'll be your 25th release, too. Quite a milestone.
I think so. Yeah, it's, you know, the formats have changed from vinyl to cassette tape to CD, and now it's, you know, it's what we do, and we absolutely love it, so we're lucky. I know we have just a little bit of time left, Glenn, so do you mind if we talk a little bit more about some of the things that, you know,
no, go ahead.
Are coming up?
It's your show.
All right. Okay, thank you. It's turned into that, hasn't it? First off, the Fox Jazz Fest coming up in Menasha over Labor Day weekend. Stevens Point Jazz Fest over Labor Day weekend as well, correct?
That's right. The River Valley Jazz Fest is at Fifthner Pioneer Park, which is one of those... tongue twisters in Stevens Point, and they've got another great lineup this year, and the one at in Menasha has quite a lineup too. Matrix headlining September 5th, and then Arturo O'Farrell on September 6th.
Correct, and you know, I've played both jazz festivals, and they're both wonderful. So, you know, go to both. You know, go one day to one and the next, but they're in gorgeous settings. It's about the music and great food and art and all of that. The Fox Jazz Fest is at Jefferson Park in Menasha on September 5th and 6th. So we hope that you all support it. I will be out I'll be in Hawaii. So I'll be there in spirit, definitely. And certainly next year I hope to be back performing.
And we should mention that at the River Valley Jazz Fest, the Riverfront Jazz Fest in Stevens Point, the headliner September 5th is Prudence Johnson, jazz vocalist, and then Tom Gillian. Am I pronouncing his name right? Yeah, Tom Gillian doing headlining on Sunday.
Excellent. Yeah, and so there you have it. Two wonderful, wonderful places for great music.
Let's squeeze in another phone call here. We have a call from, is this Eric?
Yes, it is.
Eric, you're on the radio. Your
Hello,
question
Janet.
For Janet.
Yeah, well,
Hello,
not
Eric.
Not so much a question. Janet has performed numerous times at Ripon Community Church, and I haven't seen her there for a while, Janet and Tom, and I've been living in the UP all summer, so I was just wondering if you've had any anything in your schedule to return anytime soon so I can make sure I drive home for it.
Oh, well, thank you. You know, it's really been a scheduling issue. I've been on the road a lot, and getting back in time for Sunday morning worship is just a scheduling thing. But I love Ripon Church. We were there when it first got planted, and it's a great community. So back anyway.
It's great to have you there. You're not only an accomplished jazz artist, but I don't know, something about when you come to church, you and Tom, and you sing there, it kind of changes everything.
Well, we come from the standpoint of old school gospel,
mm-hmm.
like there's no holding back.
Yeah, well, I know, because I've been there many times to watch you perform, and there isn't any holding back, and you really get people involved, and that's great. So.
Well, thank you, Eric, for that. Thank you.
Well, thank you. Keep up the good work.
Eric, thanks so much. Thanks so much for the phone call. I want to at least play a little bit of one of the ballads off the CD. This is one of my favorite songs, as a matter of fact, Moonlight in Vermont from Janet Planet's Of Thee I Sing.
Falling leaves of sycamore. kissy finger waves, ski trails on a mountainside, snow light in Vermont, telegraph cables, they sing down the and travel each bend in the world. People who meet in this romantic setting are so hypnotized by a loneliness.
You know, Janet, I hear that song, I always think of a roaring fire, frost on the window, looking out at the blue snow outside.
Yeah, yeah. That's John Harmon's arrangement, and he really nailed that one, just to be able to float over the motif and be so exposed. That's nice to hear. Nice to hear back.
Well, you've got your own record label. It's Stellar Records, and where can people pick up a copy of this if they're looking for it?
This particular CD project and all of mine are available via my website, janetplanet.com.
There you go.
And iTunes, Of the I Sing is available on iTunes if you want to put me in your headphones. and, you know, don't let anybody else know. But anyway, it's getting better and better every year. We're very, very pleased, grateful, and lucky to still be doing this for a living.
Janet, thanks so much. It's been delightful. I wish we had more time.
Me too. It flew by.
Have a great time in Hawaii.
Thank you very much, Glenn. I really appreciate the time.
Janet Planet, she's been our guest for the past hour on Route 51 Regional Talk Radio. A reminder that new CD of The I Sing on the Stellar label. It's available on our website, janetplanet.com. Thanks to our executive producer, Rick Ryer, our on-air producer, Kelson Quisler, our online producer, Scott Clark, and a special thanks to our remote producer, Lisa Andre, for engineering the sound and the live hookup from our UW Green Bay studios. Next Thursday on Route 51, it's Back to Politics, Republican congressional candidate Dan Mielke. That's it for us. Thanks for riding with us today. Until next week, we're heading out of town.